A new guy at the Office of Management and Budget, at least a new nominee. The White House has nominated Jacob Lew as the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Lew previously held the post during the last 2 years of the Clinton White House. He will replace, of course, Peter Orszag, who is departing that job. But Lew is in for a challenge with a deficit well over $1 trillion, all sorts of challenges. Joining us now, Tom Shoup. He is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive. So we both remember Mr. Lew when we were covering him back when he was at OMB last time.
You always got to remind people how long we've been doing this.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah, I know. We're old people.
That's right.
That's why we hang out. That's why we were hanging out at the Next Gen conference, so we could feel like we were much younger than we actually are.
And why people were looking at us like, "What are you?"
Right.
Doing here?
Right. Who are the people with the hairline? The hairlines that are about. So, what do we know about this guy?
Well, we know a lot about this guy, actually. More than many people who get appointed to these kind of positions, because he has so much experience in government and has held the job he's going to be nominated for previously, which is a fairly unusual set of circumstances. He's a real, has deep, deep experience at OMB. He was the executive associate director and deputy director and then director. And so he has a fairly well-established record there. And the Obama administration has obviously been working at the State Department in the head of management and resources, which is really a partly budgetary, partly management position. So that's direct experience there too. So he really has a real depth of issues both on the M and the B sides of OMB.
So, of course, all of us have been digging through the OPM report on satisfaction. What do they call it? They changed the name on it. It's the Employee Satisfaction Survey.
The Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey.
Yeah, Viewpoint, because right. I don't know. At least they didn't put human capital in there. But OMB dropped pretty significantly. A lot of red flags going off at OMB, and so he has some managing his own agency, managing his own organization issues also when he's jumping in there.
Yeah, and that's, OMB has historically had its set of issues, and I was looking back at some of the stuff from Mr. Lew's previous tenure at OMB, and there was, when he was there before, Senator Fred Thompson at one point gave him a hard time about, under the Government Performance and Results Act, agencies have to report on their goals and how they're doing against them, and Thompson said, "You guys are not, your goals are not specific enough. You're not setting a good enough example." And Lew essentially said, "Hey, we're telling agencies do as we say, not as we do."
Right.
He said, "Basically, our stuff is hard to measure in that way." So it wouldn't be the first time that he's had some of those challenges.
One of the challenges always, of course, with OMB is that the B ends up becoming very, very big, and you spend a lot of time with the B, the budget, and the M becomes an also-ran.
Yeah. I think that is less true than it used to be. Again, going back to how long we've been doing this, years ago, I'm sure you can remember, that was always the sort of perennial thing. We need to put the M back in OMB. You don't hear that nearly as much anymore. And I think in Lou's case, he has such a depth of experience on the management side, too, that I don't think there's any question that he's sort of up to the job there and familiar with the issues at hand. OMB's a lot more concerned with management than they used to be. It changed a lot in the Bush administration, and it's true in the Obama administration, too.
And Peter Orszag has built a pretty, at least every time I see the management team that they have, they all seem to me to be on the same page. They seem to be speaking the same language. They seem to actually talk to each other, which can be a little, we've seen places where OMB, one part of OMB wasn't talking to the other parts of OMB.
That's right. And they seem to be very disciplined about setting objectives and setting standards and holding agencies to them, which I think the one interesting thing to me is culturally, OMB is a very different place than it was during the Clinton administration. The Clinton administration's approach to reinventing government was sort of let 1,000 flowers bloom. Everyone should have freedom to take on their own thing. And that was one of the criticisms of their reinventing government effort eventually, is that it was sort of amorphous and they had a lot of things going on at once and not a lot of top-down driven discipline. The Obama administration is very different in that way, so it'll be interesting to see how he'll operate in what is culturally a pretty different set of circumstances.
And one of the interesting things that I think the Obama administration has done is they don't just say, okay, it's a health problem, therefore it goes to HHS. They actually bring in, well, like they've been trying to deal with the Gulf spill, you know, it's not just one agency. It's a whole, they almost swarm some of these issues.
Yeah, and more things are treated as big sort of cross-cutting problems. Yeah, I think it's a very different approach in that way.
So what are some of the challenges that you see for this guy as he, I mean, it seems likely that he'll get confirmed, right?
I mean, yeah, I think so. I mean, he has the advantage that a lot of the more recent Obama appointees have. They've been confirmed once already,
right.
And it's very difficult to turn thumbs down on a guy when he's already made it through the process once. And especially someone like him who's with his level of experience, it seems unlikely he'll have any trouble.
And I think it's always seemed to me that the lawmakers understand you need an OMB director, for goodness sakes. They understand the importance of that job.
Yeah. So I think, you know, assuming he does come in, obviously the budget is the hugest problem, and the huge and growing deficits that, I mean, it's exactly the opposite of when he was at OMB before. I'm not sure why someone like him would want the job, really. Having had it once in a time of surpluses when it wasn't an easy job then, imagine how much more difficult it is now. So that's obviously the big thing. And then, of course, riding herd on these management initiatives, which have been a real focus of the Obama administration in the past few months. They're, you know, virtually every week there's a new announcement of something, and Orszag himself was very much out front in terms of promoting these management initiatives, and it's clearly important to them to make the case that they're running the government well, that they should be entrusted with the money that they're spending because they're spending it well.
And of course, the real question is, how long before there's a shoot mention in the OMB blog by the new director?
You know, I think now that Mr. Orszag is gone, that those days are probably over. It will be very different. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, because this is something we've talked about a little bit, but Orszag's tone had gotten, you know, fairly harsh recently in terms of, you know, descriptions of how far behind agencies are. And it will be interesting to see if the tone of sort of the communications that are coming out of OMB changes.
Well, and I keep reading these stories that Mr. Orszag was essentially, there's a little bit of a tuffle inside, is that a word?
Yeah.
A tussle, something. There's a little bit of an argument within OMB and within the White House about, okay, the economy seems to have not be percolating long. Do we do more stimulus or do we focus on deficit reduction? And I know Mr. Orszag's pretty big deficit. He wants to reduce it. And so that seems to be part of what's been going on.
Yeah. And I think the conversations are only going to get tougher. The midterm elections are coming. The deficit situation is only getting worse. It's not going to be an easy time.
Yeah, it's a difficult time to do that job.